Grace Under Fire, Letters of Faith in Times of War, edited by Andrew Carroll, narrated by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2007 by Andrew Carroll. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Waterbrook Press, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. A confession. Years ago, after I started seeking out and preserving wartime letters, I came to the conclusion that God did not exist. I hadn't always been a non-believer. I was raised in a conservative Christian household, and although I had questioned my faith as a teenager, by the time I graduated in 1988, I felt that I had truly embraced Christianity with all my heart and soul. And then, 2 weeks before Christmas 1989, when I was a sophomore in college, my father called from Washington, D.C. with terrible news. A fire had swept through our home and destroyed almost everything we owned. He was phoning from a neighbor's house while watching firefighters douse the few stubborn remaining flames as we spoke. I had just started preparing for my midterm exams and was looking forward to coming home to celebrate the holidays. Home was now gone. We moved into a rental property several blocks away as our house, burned beyond recognition, was rebuilt. Initially, I was so grateful that my father wasn't caught up in the blaze and had escaped unharmed that my faith in God was actually strengthened by the experience. Even our little beige cat, Claude, had bounded out safely, though he did seem a bit perplexed by the whole incident, wondering what on earth we had done to his house. One of the only possessions of mine to survive was my grandmother's prayer book.